Spanish explorers first arrived on the Canary Islands, they were treated to an impressive display of local dancing. There was so much leaping in the dance that the Spanish were reminded of the hopping of a canary on its perch. Before long, a version of the dance, called the Canario, became popular in Spain, and it was characterized as a fiery, wooing dance. The popularity of the dance spread rapidly. The first time it is described in detail is in an Italian book from the 16th century, where it is described as follows: a strange and fantastic dance, including heel and foot tapping, high leg lifts, and scraping the foot back along the floor as though killing a spider. The dance is mentioned in Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. Make you dance the canary with sprightly fire and motion. As the music for the dance spread through Europe, it retained the same musical characteristics everywhere it appeared. It was energetic, always in a fast triple meter, with accents and a syncopated rhythm. Though it was stylized, it always retained its link with being exotic and exciting. My favorite Canarias is from 1674, and is by Caspar Sanz, a Spanish priest and musician. This energetic piece with its infectious hemiolas will feature on the program of mixed doubles in the Cape Town Baroque Festival. This is a program of popular music sung by Lenta Lowe and Nick de Jager, with Uwe Grosser and Vero Vokovic on lutes and theobos and baroque guitar. They will be performing in the Atmospheric South African Slave Church Museum on Long Street on Saturday the 23rd of September at 4 p.m. So here is that infectious Canarias by Sanz, played here by the Ludovico Band with Tommy Anderson on the guitar. That was the Canarios by Gaspard Sanz. The Ludovico band was joined by Tommy Anderson on the guitar. To hear this bonbon again and to find out more about the Cape Town Baroque Festival, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.